If I can have Arthur and Cameron come up front for a minute, I want to share something with you. Come on down, guys. This is our youth. Come on down, Cameron. I won't bite you, I promise. This is why we always have a youth service, our youth message, because we never know when these guys are going to be here. All right. And I'm down. That's Jesus in the back there. Now, if you see him, he don't look like Jesus. Jesus. Have you ever seen any pictures of Jesus? Yeah. Have you ever seen this one? Okay. And sometimes you go here. I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give one to Arthur too. Sometimes you go to different churches, different things, and they have a different rendition because we really don't know what Jesus looked like. It says in Isaiah that when Jesus, the Messiah, would come, he'd be comely. In other words, he would look like you and I. And so that's an important thing because he loves us all so much that he didn't want to come and overshadow by being God in the flesh. So we all have different characteristics. And we're all the same, but we're different. Some people got blonde hair. Some people got red hair. Some people got blue eyes. Some people got brown eyes. You know, it's really what's in here, which is the most important thing. And sometimes that's hard to learn because we, in society and different things, we get prejudice or something, or you don't belong to this group or you don't belong to that group, but we are all the same but different. And now even in the medical industry, you know, somebody needs a heart transplant, or like Mark there, he's having trouble with his heart, but maybe he would have to have a heart transplant, you know, and they do that. God honors that. But he ain't going to say, well, I want to make sure I don't get a black heart or a red heart or any kind of heart, because we're all the same inside. Isn't that neat? It really is when you think about how much God loves us. So now, we need to, if those lessons are hard to learn, because we don't all look alike, we don't all think alike, but we can agree to disagree and still love. Isn't that wonderful? We can love one another because Jesus said that's what we got to do. We don't have to like the person, but we got to love them. And learn to get along with them because we need each other. Amen. All right, get Tom Cameron's hand there and we'll have a word of prayer. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for Cameron and Arthur being here this morning, Lord. Just letting us take a look about how wonderful you have created us and how different we are, but we're the same because we love you. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.